A study by Finnish researchers, published in Volume 37, Issue 9 of the journal Sleep, concluded that direct costs due to sickness absence could decrease by up to 28% if sleep disturbances could be fully addressed. Now, the study found that among both men and women, insomnia symptoms, as well as the use of sleeping pills, significantly increased the number of sickness absence days per year. And somewhat unexpectedly, the researchers found that among women, probable apnea symptoms almost doubled the number of sickness absence days. Addressing this one condition alone could be very beneficial because not only is sleep apnea easily treatable, it is associated with other heart and other cardiovascular conditions, which can greatly contribute to the use of sick days and healthcare costs. Now, the researchers also studied the effect of sleep duration on the use of sick days. And as with other studies, they found that those who slept between 7 and 8 hours nightly had the least sickness absence. This held true for both men and women. Now, if your wellness program does not yet include a sleep health component, these results should convince you. A simple way to start is by using the Chasing Success book to start employee discussion about sleep and sleep disorders. Find information about this book on carolinshure.com or order the ebook online and start helping employees sleep better, feel better, and work better.